attention because.
Well, that, I think it's more of a respect, you know, musically, and then we'd like to be considered musicians, and they, respect and regarded
it's
as
like
musicians.
They're so showing their appreciation.
Well, we get texts every day. I mean, all day long, more than anything else. It's all about, please play Greta Van Fleet. Everything is about Greta Van Fleet. If you go to our Facebook page, everything is about requesting you guys. They're not asking for anybody else. They're not asking for Five Finger Death Punch. They're asking for you guys. So you are definitely in the right place. You know what I mean? Your hometown really supports you and digs everything that you guys do. And it's awesome to see. It is. It's cool.
That's very humbling.
Yeah, you guys now have the big check mark by your name on Facebook. You got the Wikipedia page. Have you guys read your Wikipedia yet? Have you gone through any of that?
Yes, we have.
I figured it was.
Wrong.
I looked at it and I'm like, this, I don't know.
We go on and change it every night.
Yeah, I know.
You should just every night put a new fact about your guys' selves. Like where you came up with your band name, where you're at now would be great. Let's talk a little bit about the EP, Black Smoke Rising. How many tracks on the album?
Four.
How many tracks are there? Four?
There are four.
You know, the Flower Power.
Yeah.
That song really is the epitome of you just want to listen to some music. I see, like, some dude lighting up a joint.
Yeah.
He's drinking a beer, and he's jamming out. That is really the vibe that I got from the EP. I mean, what were you guys kind of... Was there anything you were really going for? Was that...
The song kind of just wrote itself,
it
really.
Did. It came together in, like, those songs, a day's time, you know? Really immediately.
Yeah, that was written in a day.
And I can't really
demoed in a day. In a very
it's kind of like it was drawing from that late 60s San Francisco scene and a lot of folk in it. And I don't know. It is one of those songs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's what, it was what I was listening to this morning. And I'm like, man, if I didn't have to go to work right now, I'd be. Just kidding. Allegedly. Now, the song Highway Tune, what is Highway Tune about? I mean, I know you're singing about a girl. Is it necessarily about a girl? What?
Highway Tune is that rock and roll thing. Yeah.
It's not necessarily about anything specific. It's more of a feeling.
It's like that early Beatles stuff. This was like 5 years ago that we wrote. So it's, I think, a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's fun, you know, as far as I'm concerned.
It's about grabbing that steering wheel,
sweat
dripping from your hands, and putting your foot down on the pedal like a madman.
The gas pedal, not the brake.
I don't know.
Flying
why.
Down the American highway.
I don't know why this is a thing, but I've heard this more than once, and it's usually listened to by someone in a topless Jeep flying down the highway, and that's blasting it, and that's
Joseph Scott Anthony.
I see. I envision a trucker like, yes, all right, hitting the road. Let's do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Even Nikki Six, he's like, yeah, ride down the highway, take the Jeep, take the topless. Yeah, Blast Highway Tune, that's what he
What's
does.
It like having Nikki Sixx tell you that he's jamming your music?
That's pretty
cool.
It's very humbling.
So who was the biggest rock star you guys have met yet? Any starstruck moments where you're like, oh my god, this is really happening?
Sam Kiska.
Yeah. I'm a big star, and I
can
understand
my
band mates meeting me.
We're a big deal to each other. It's good that you guys support each other.
Yeah, no, it's been great, like, meeting all of those people. It's really, like, again, I think that's more of an achievement, you know, to meet those people and humbling.
My least favorite part is performing in front of them, you know, because it's intimidating.
No kidding.
Like, somebody's cool. It's
Charlie from Anthrax stopped in the Chicago show, and that was a little bit nerve-wracking seeing him out in the audience the whole show, but he's really supportive of us, and I think we really get a unique experience to go all these different places and meet all these people.
I'm astonished at the kind of respect and attention that we've garnered, you know? I didn't think any of that would really take place.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. We just had a band in here. We've had a couple in the last few days, and Through Fire and Waylon both were like, oh, you guys are going to have, you're going to have Greta Van Fleet in. Yeah, we know all about them. And it's just kind of like, wow, really?
Waylon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. We played with them at in Monroe 20 in Grand Rapids.
Oh, the brand new venue. Is that pretty sweet down there?
It's awesome.
It is incredible.
We played there. We opened for Shinedown. And then I went there with me and Daniel went there to see Young the Giant like the following month.
With Louis Del Mar.
Yeah. opening act, Louis Del Mar. I'm a big fan now.
Yes. Have to include that.
That was the moment. That was like the moment you're never gonna forget from that show.
Yeah,
that was. They were great.
It was wild. So we've seen shows from both spectrums at Monroe. That's a great venue.
It's cool to see you guys though. That there's a lot of bands that come out. You hear a single and you're like, "Yep, they're cool. They're gonna be here and gone." But I think what's happened with you guys is that people can recognize that you really have talent. There's like real back to the roots rock and roll type of music. And that's really what needs to be right now in the music industry. A lot of it's fake and it's all synths and it's not.
Well, yeah, that's a big
not
thing.
Pure like you guys are, that's I guess, as cheesy as it sounds.
You know, when we were, you know, working on developing ourselves as musicians and what we were doing with Greta Van Fleet, and we basically said that we can't manufacturing emotion. You can't do that. So it's got to be pure. It's got to be real. And I think that that's a big thing. You know, that's a big part of the sound. And yeah, it is truthful. And we do take it pretty seriously. So
well, it shows you guys are. I mean, you're killing it right now. What is the what's the ultimate goal for you guys? Where do you see yourselves 10 years from now? What is what's the big goal for Greta Van Fleet?
Hopefully not dead. Playing stadiums and changing the radio format.
Yeah, honestly, radio is a large part of it.
I don't know. For me, it's just wherever it goes, you know? Wherever it goes. It's going to be in the next 10 years that things are going to
honestly,
happen.
Honestly, as long as we're making the best music we can make and it's real, that's all personally I care about.
Yeah. If I'm doing that in 10 years, I'd
to
be
inspire
happy.
Maybe yeah, a whole new generation of musicians.
Or at least change the ideology behind what's being created now, because
or shake it up.
Just shake it up, baby. Come
just
on,
need shake
it
just need to shake, man.
Shake
that's
it
all.
Up, baby.
No, but if we're still given the opportunity to make music the way we are and how we wish, that'll be my goal, probably.
Yeah, well, they can't take that from us.
That's why it's a goal, man.
No, you guys, seriously, wear condoms, don't do drugs, and don't get too drunk. And I think that you
great
have
advice.
A huge...
It's the best advice that you've gotten on the air yet.
Cut it right to the chase.
I'm I'm your mom right now.
Yeah.
Wear protection. Right. No groupies, you know, no sex with them without protection. Do what you need to do.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Don't get anybody pregnant or diseases, okay?
Danny's already got the clap, so he doesn't have
that's
to worry
good
about it.
That's 21st century.
Not true.
It's always it's on true. Air that Jake and Daniel seem to be rivals. So. Yeah. If you haven't noticed.
Yeah. We're going to shut the mic off. They're going to be hugging in a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where was the first time you guys heard the your single, Highway Tune? What was the first time you heard it on the radio?
Well, actually, the first time I heard it on the radio was... Oh, well, actually, on the real radio was last night on 93.3.
That is so awesome. Last and night, I was introing probably... it, correct? It was me saying...
Well, I flipped it on like halfway through the song.
Took a Snapchat, sent it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't heard it on the radio yet.
Well, they don't... What? Josh and Jake don't listen to the radio.
Well, yeah. Probably not. Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to naturally happen. Where I hear it somewhere, I go, there it is.
I've
I
want to
be like shopping
the
in the grocery store.
I've also not heard it on the radio.
On
yet.
The over yeah. speakers, that would be cool.
How do you guys feel now with social media? Do you think that you guys have an advantage over bands from the past because you are a lot younger now and you are just getting started in the music business?
The thing is we're still being trained to use social media.
Yeah, social media is hard. We don't really enjoy doing that.
Never really.
We
enjoy
the reach because we
enjoy the connection. Yeah,
yeah. It's like love to get the response from the audience and the fans and whatever. But it's super hard to keep track of all of the media, the social media.
It should
actually,
be.
That's not us. That's not instilled in the human soul when you're born. You don't go, oh, let me post this on Twitter real quick. You know.
Yeah, it's a bit forced for us.
Should be a little
trying.
Bit more natural. A
it's
natural
like
connection
if you really
healthier.
Wanted to be heard, then you would stand on a mountain with a bugle. Or
no, but we like keep it super updated, for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's cool, though, because you would assume with you guys being younger, I mean, didn't the word on the street is a couple of you just graduated high school, like, the other day.
Daniel
no
and
kidding.
Sam.
Yeah,
that happened?
Sam, you graduated.
No,
wow.
You even went to the...
just wow.
It was a ceremony, right?
Yeah. So I'm assuming you're tired of hearing about it. You're like, okay,
no.
We graduated and get it.
We did. It's true. It happened.
Sam doesn't really know yet that he graduated.
Yeah, we're still waiting for
but
the
but there are pictures ceremony. Of him at the ceremony.
Me and Jake,
so it's
me and
like,
Jake read a tortilla tossing competition.
That's right, the tortilla tossing competition.
Oh, and we took second, so that's good.
We took second place.
I was close to first.
So this is a real cool. thing. This really happened.
No.
You had said about when I had asked about the where you saw yourself in the future, you had said mentioned something about changing formats. What do you mean along those regards? You want to be more on country radio, or you want to do...
That couldn't be any further
from the
truth.
You guys the new Christian
truth.
Rock band?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, well, I just see pop radio is having the same sound over and over again. Like, it sounds like the same song.
It sounds like
there's been probably like three or four songs in the